Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. Hey, what's up, friend? Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Scott Shepper. Today's episode is number 204. Yes, 204. And it is coming to you live from Little Italy, San Diego, California. On a Wednesday at 7:36 post meridian. So where I left off yesterday was essentially summarizing my own theory of everything as it applies to society. And it can be really summarized in the fact that, well, you have a scholar and an individual that essentially was forced to enter his index entries of his entire second brain and second mind of his own theory for society that he worked on for 30 years in an office that was smaller than Kim Kardashian's, not main regular closet, but her handbag closet. Okay, that is a key distinction. I'm not talking about her main closet. Her main closet is probably bigger than his house. I'm talking about her handbag closet being bigger than his office. And because of the size limitations and what society has basically deemed to be the adequate uses of its resources in terms of allocating resources to Kim Kardashian and her massive gargantuan ass, and, well, her incredibly, horrifically piss-poor, shallow, and quite frankly disgusting personality, allocating its resources to an individual and an entity, let's just call an entity Kim Kardashian, like that, instead of allocating, I don't know, even just a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a penny, aka, I hope you got that, that's a Office Space reference, to a scholar in Nicholas Luhmann who is able to actually provide education and insight for all applicable uses, even for marketers and copywriters and businesses like myself, if you actually take the time to study him and his work. But I digress. That essentially, that analogy and comparison that I have created is basically my theory of society summarized in a rather odd example. And I left off yesterday by sharing that theory of everything as it applies to society with you. But today we're going to jump into really wrapping up this point about the index and what you can digitize and what you cannot digitize when it applies to your anti-net. Essentially building your own second mind, your own super genius doppelganger that people wonder how the hell you're even able to create such content so fast, so rapidly. And what we're going to do today is it's going to be a briefer episode because I'm going to wrap it up. And you see, the entire point in laying all of this out centers around my valiant effort to avoid my own self-deception bias, or at least becoming an ideologue, meaning an analog ideologue, someone that is such a proponent of anti-digitalism that, well, I fall into the category of self-delusion and self-deception. Well, to be frank, it's simpler for one to declare a strong, uncompromising polar position to basically say something like, you know, analog is 100% the right way and 100% analog systems, 100% analog productivity orthodox systems is the way, the truth, and the light. It's easy for me to take that position. And quite frankly, it's a lot more effective for persuading the masses too. So if you've known anything about marketing, then you know that. That it's way easier to attract crowds and stand out in the marketplace and communicate when you have a very strong, clear, polar position to one side of things. But quite honestly, to hell with that. You see, if I decided to take a doctrinaire, orthodox, ideologue position, I would essentially just end up persuading a bunch of dumbasses and doofuses to blindly follow me and, well, make my life absolutely a thing of dealing with annoying people. And persuading those people that are, well, quite frankly, too inept or too lazy. And look, I'm going to try to have some compassion, okay? Because look, I was not born with a silver spoon, okay? I work harder than every single person I know. And if you looked at me when I was in high school and in elementary school, I mean, I was the class clown. I was the ADHD kid. I was the kid that was probably won every single award in the yearbook for most likely to be a broke, degenerate dumbass. And quite frankly, they were probably right. But through a ton of hard work in sharpening my own mind and largely by learning the hard way and learning that, well, certain things work and certain things don't. And quite frankly, the certain thing that does work that I know and I will stand by is the writing and thinking on paper and writing by hand. And while it's easy for me to just be this bastion of, well, hope for those that want to rebel against the digital age and go 100% analog, I cannot with intellectual honesty do that for the sake of knowing that it's just the most effective to stand out and attract masses. Because while I'd advise you to go 100% analog, and why I'd even assert and strongly stand by today that Lumen would end up in 100% analog implementation of his system today, I'm going to forego declaring such and forego doing such because I'm not looking to create an orthodox movement of analog, devout, daft individuals. You see, as Benjamin Franklin once said, he said, quote, "I think religion has always suffered when orthodoxy is more regarded than virtue." And thus, I say to you, when building your own antinet, you don't have to necessarily opt for it to be 100% analog. Make no mistake, I intend and I am moving in that direction. My system is currently 96% analog. And I highly advise you to at least make sure that your antinet, when you build it, is 96% analog. Meaning, you need note cards, you need a pen, and sure, you have some flexibility on the other two components, which is the index, which is essentially like a directory or a map for your brain, for your antinet. And the second component is the bibliography. So there's some flexibility. You could choose to opt to have one, either the index or the bibliography, in the digital format. And that is fine. That is great. I wish I had received instruction when I first learned this system on how to actually set up your own analog bibliography, and I'm doing it recursively and doing it now, but I'm doing it going forward. I'm not going backwards and trying to reintegrate, you know, all of the work I've done. That's the beauty of the system, is you evolve it. There's no refactoring a code base to make everything beautiful and perfect and clean and following a new protocol in software land that really is just a shitload of busy work that really makes no difference or impact. The difference or impact is in the thinking. It is in the writing your thoughts on paper. It is in creating and exploring your mind and evolving it and then reviewing it. And you will see, because what I'm going to dive into next in tomorrow's episode, well, if I feel like it, if you're lucky, is essentially showing you the key distinctions and the things that are often overlooked that make the Antinet the thing that doesn't turn it into another digital thought malware database, aka like Evernote or any of those digital note-taking apps, or really even any of the new school note-taking apps that are just essentially doctored up easier ways of linking documents and essentially an easier version of your own personal HTML, which is not going to unlock the thing that enabled Lumen to become known as a publication machine and as a phenomenon in his field. So stick around. That is coming up in tomorrow's episode. And stay tuned. But not before you remember to heed my advice, which is this. Always remember to stay crispy, my friend. Scott Shepper, signing off, 748 Post Meridium. See you tomorrow. Peace and love.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepper. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love: writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.